Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your heart and your energy. I just love it. And you are absolutely going to love our volunteer from today. Her name is Natalie, and she is so sweet. You're going to love her. And not only that, but a lot of the patterns that come up for her are patterns that so many people experience. And, you know, maybe not all of the patterns, because there are several that she is experiencing, but a lot of times people will feel at least one or two of those patterns. So I love that a lot of people are going to relate to this episode in one way or another. And so I want you to just notice as we do go into this episode, what comes up for you, because I want to really work on transforming it. Now, what's interesting is that from the last IQ episode, you know, we were talking about making sure to transform emotions and not just sit with them and hold on to them or whatnot. And I have to say, there were a couple people that messaged in and said, oh my God, this is really profound as far as the widowhood effect and looking at statistics and the height of emotions after something happens, and that it is important to immediately start shifting your emotions. And so there were several people who messaged in and really got that awareness, which I love. And there was also a person who messaged in that was said, you know, I can't believe people don't know that they're supposed to just go towards the positive. That's crazy. Is that really happening? And for anybody who might be thinking to themselves exactly that, who might be thinking, of course, it's common knowledge to just go into the positive, you might be surprised, because more and more people are thinking that what they want to do with emotions is just kind of sit with them, and that that's what they're supposed to do, is just sit with the emotion. But that's like sitting with the alphabet. If you sit with the alphabet, it doesn't go away. You don't suddenly forget it. It's actually just very ingrained. And so, again, just kind of speaking to the last episode, I see that all of the time, and it's happening more and more. And, you know, not only that, but people are coming up with this spiritual beliefs that says, you know, I should feel all of these emotions, or I should grieve. That is the right thing to do. And I should spend XYZ amount of time grieving. And they don't realize that it's, you know, spending that time in the negative is hurting their energy or their health or their soul. And it's just, and that, you know, yes, we might not be able to lift right away all of the time, but even starting to want to lift is key. So either way, point being is that it was interesting from the last episode how it was very polar opposites. Some people are like, wow, this is really profound. And then, you know, there was that other person that was like, but isn't that obvious? Doesn't everybody know that? And so just wanting to speak to that for a moment. And again, just making sure that you're always, always lifting and transforming. And that may sound obvious to you, or you might be somebody who's saying, wow, I've been getting caught up in this narrative that says, just sit with the emotion and the problem, and it'll solve. And what's great is you can actually see that that's not the way to go from this episode, because there is an emotional pattern that our volunteer has been experiencing that comes up that she's been trying to figure out and trying to process, but it doesn't make any sense. And you'll notice that coming up. You know, she's like, if I can figure that out, I would change it. And that's part of the problem, is that emotions don't always make logical sense. And so sitting there and always processing and processing them is something I see people do all of the time, but it just creates that feeling of stuckness in their life. And so that's part of where we're going. And again, you are just going to love her. And again, the topics that come up for her are topics that come up for a lot of people, which has to do with things like overwhelm and also feelings of not feeling good enough, and a couple other things come up for her. And so that's where we're going today. And I have to say, she's so sweet. She has this sweetness about her, and also there's a vulnerability. And I love it. And there are some simple yet profound insights that can help you to really start shifting these patterns around. And so that said, that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive in with Natalie. Hello.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good.
It's wonderful to meet you.
Likewise.
Happy, happy, beautiful day. And what can I help you with, my dear?
Well, I reached out initially because I have neck pain. It starts at the base of my skull and runs down to my shoulder blades. I feel it really in my spine. The pain is between a 4 and a 10. It really quite depends. Sometimes the pain is very acute. Right now, it's pretty dull and feels what I would call crunchy. If I move my neck around, it's a little, I don't know, my neck feels older than it, like, I don't know. I'm in my 30s, so I just feel like it's too crunchy for that.
Okay. It's crunchy. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you. And what is the current level of pain right now? Is it, you said it's ranging from a 4 to a 10, or what is it right now?
I mean, I kind of feel bad because it's not as painful as it normally was, especially when I submitted the form to be a volunteer, and it's not very painful. Yeah, it is getting better. But like I said, it ranges. So it really depends on the day. Sometimes it's linked with my hormonal cycle. I can get a migraine anywhere between 1 to 4 days, and that seems to be associated with the neck pain as well.
Okay.
I've tried acupuncture.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention I've tried acupuncture and it would bring short-term relief. I've tried Kundalini yoga and really trying to stretch out my spine. My husband was sweet enough to buy me a new mattress. So I'd really like to figure this out.
All right. And how long has it been going on?
A few years. Maybe 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4. Bingo. Okay. 3 or 4. Energy feels like about 5. At least that's when it feels like it started. Give me 1 second as far as the issue. So give me 1 second. And I'm going to ask you to go ahead and breathe. And if you were to give it a level right now of crunchiness or discomfort or whatnot, what level would you give it?
And the numbers for you. I would give it, sure, maybe a 3.
Okay. Bingo. Bingo, that's what I show. It's about a 3.6, somewhere in there. So, all right. So I'm with you, and give me 1 second. Bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you how often you get overwhelmed to the point of like a feeling of frustration, how often would you say that is?
Very often.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice that feeling of frustration that comes with it, right? I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, by the way, how often your husband gets overwhelmed to the point of frustration, how often would you say that is?
Rarely ever.
Mm-hmm. Rarely ever, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to picture for a moment that you just keep this pattern for like ever.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Right? No, thanks. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you were going to change something in your life to change this pattern, what do you think you would do differently?
To alleviate the frustration.
Yeah. Well, what would you do if you were going to change an action item? What would you do?
I feel like it's related to my career. When I think about frustration, a lot of it stems from my professional life.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you in your professional life, how much you find a feeling of feeling not good enough?
Always. You're good.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. I love your self-awareness. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And then I just want you to picture you just go through your life and feel not good enough the whole time. How amazing that would be.
This is why I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel that way anymore.
What's that?
I said, I don't want to feel that way anymore.
Right. And bingo. And by the way, bingo, if I ask you how sensitive this all feels to you, how much would you say that is?
10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you why you're not good enough, why would you say that is?
It's feeling hard to articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't feel this way.
Okay. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you, bingo, if I ask you in high school how much you felt not good enough, how much would you say that is?
10.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And are you sure the feeling is true that you're not good enough? Because notice, you don't even know why that feeling is there, but it's there. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I just love her self-awareness and her self-honesty. Really beautiful. And also, you know, there's so much sensitivity here because this feeling is very intense. And you might be able to tell that with her laughing, there's also a strong feeling of trying to hold back tears. And, you know, and you can kind of hear it in her voice a bit of, you know, trying to hold back those tears because this feeling is so sensitive for her. So there's a lot of sensitivity and vulnerability to it. And I want to unpack this a bit because there are a few really important insights from this segment. You know, first and foremost, she knows that feeling of feeling not good enough is there. And she also doesn't necessarily know why it's there. You know, she's like, if I could figure that out, you know, she's like, I have no idea. So notice for a moment, there's that. So there's a feeling that's there that's very intense. And she doesn't really know why it's there. And also, when I asked her about, you know, high school, she could see that that emotional pattern has been there as well. Now, this is what happens for a lot of people, is that feeling just keeps going and keeps going, and people don't really know why it's there. And that happens all of the time. Or further, what happens is that people will have this emotion of not feeling good enough, and then, of course, because they're not feeling good enough, it manifests in ways that people see it, where they go to do some type of task and then it doesn't go the way they want. So then they feel not good enough, or they go to, you know, do all kinds of things. And then they end up feeling not good enough because it's not as good as they wanted it. And it can be both ways. I mean, somebody can be really exceeding all expectations and still not feel good enough. And I see that in her energy, where she's, you know, she's an overachiever, and there's still this feeling of feeling not good enough that's going on inside that's hurting her. And so that's what we're going to work on really starting to transform coming up. But I just wanted to point out those awarenesses, because I see that all the time. And you might see that in you, where there's this feeling of feeling not good enough for one reason or another that doesn't necessarily make logical sense, or that has just been there as a pattern throughout your life that feels stuck. And so again, that's what we're going to work on transforming coming up. But I just wanted to point those out, because those are key pieces that we're going to talk about as we dive into the change. That said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Natalie. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice, bingo, the feeling of feeling not good enough. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what would it feel like if you knew that you were good enough?
It would feel light. I'd feel relieved, open-hearted.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. All right, and we are going to go back to your neck real quick. Hold on. Let's go back there. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice the overwhelm and the frustration, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, bingo, would you be willing to let go of the frustration and the overwhelm if there was a better answer?
Like, yes.
Could you imagine what it would look like, by the way, if everything was smooth in life? Bingo. If everything was really smooth at work, if you felt it was going really well and it was, you were on top of it and it felt amazing and wonderful and fabulous and you felt really proud of yourself.
That sounds amazing.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and not to complicate things at all, but here we go.
Okay.
So there's also a strong feeling of feeling like, bingo, like you have to work hard for money. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you how impressive it is to work hard for money, how impressive would you say it is?
I wouldn't use the word impressive. Yeah, that's not the way I would describe it. I wouldn't see working. I mean, you hear the term, you know, like busy. I kind of equate it together. It's like, I feel like I shouldn't have to work. It's hard for me to articulate this, but I wish it would feel easier and would come more naturally, but I feel myself getting in my own way a lot.
Mm-hmm. So just for a moment, I want you to picture that work is easier and easier and easier and easier and easier, and it's just easy and in flow. Do you notice how if it's just easy and in flow, you kind of see yourself as a bit of a slacker?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to picture that it's easy and in flow, and that you're not a slacker, that it's just impressive, that it's great, that everything can be in flow, and that's awesome, and you're not a slacker. Good. Good, good. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice the level in your neck. And what's your level, 0 to 10?
Still a 3.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. It's about a 3, 2 point. Bingo. I have about a halfway day, like a 2.9, but we'll go with your three. But yes. Bingo. Bingo. So that bingo. Heck, I have about a two and lower between the shoulder blades. All right, so we'll go to between the shoulder blades. All right, so I'm gonna ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I'm gonna ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice that feeling of frustration, the frustration feeling. And I'm gonna ask you to breathe for just a moment. Well, keep breathing, not just for a moment, keep breathing. But I'm gonna ask you to breathe. Don't stop breathing. It's a bad plan. I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the feeling of frustration. And notice the feeling of frustration. And notice the feeling of frustration, of like extreme frustration. You see it? And ask you to breathe. And notice the feeling of feeling extreme frustration, like you kind of like want to, like your head feels like it's going to pop off type of frustration. You see it? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about how great it is that frustration is going to breed even more frustration. So I want you to just go ahead and keep feeling frustrated and let me know how that goes for you for the next year or two or six or 10 or 30.
Nope. No.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Gonna ask you to breathe. Better, better. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you if you could decide to want to feel differently. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and there's a bit of entanglement here. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling, what if you are good enough? What if you absolutely are? What if you're great? What if you're kind of actually freaking fantastic? I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice, by the way, when you think about all the frustration, if I ask you how many tears that wants to bring forward, how many would you say that is?
A lot. I'm holding them back. I'm actually impressed with myself.
I'm feeling them. So if we were on video, your makeup would still look great then.
Probably start dripping. Makeup would be,
I totally
sliding
understand. So
off
I'm going
my
to ask you to
face.
breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that feels like you're holding them back. But what if they weren't even there? What if we were actually sitting here talking about how freaking fantastic your day was going with work and how everything was actually going really, really well? Now, it feels like there's a physical change that needs to take place also. All right, so I want to go ahead and actually pause the session right here. You know, first and foremost, I just love her. I mean, what a sweetheart. And she's feeling so vulnerable and, you know, on the edge of tears and just has so many sensitive emotions regarding this topic. And I mean, and just a beautiful heart and just a lot of sensitivities to these emotions coming up. And that's the reason that I want to pause this, is just because I know that a lot of people who have been in this same place, who have been in a place of frustration and overwhelm and not feeling good enough and feeling like things are hard and all of these things, I know that these feelings in and of themselves can feel overwhelming. And so, for that reason, I want to go ahead and break her episode up into very small, bite-sized chunks that we can take insights from to make it even more digestible if you are somebody who is dealing with all of these patterns going on. So, that's what we're going to do. Also, notice when I just mentioned to her that we were going to talk about making some physical changes as well in her day. So, that is where we're going coming up. But first, of course, all change starts from within. And that's why with Natalie, we're going to be talking even more about the internal and also the external, some actions to really make her life better. But there was something that I just asked her that I'd encourage you to do, and it's this. It's that, you know, I asked her what it would look like if her days were going amazing. You know, if we were sitting here talking about how fantastic her day was, what would that look like? Now, I want to encourage you to do the same thing. And this is why, is because if you've been in these patterns of overwhelm and not feeling good enough and frustration, then all of the time what happens with people is either they have no vision at all. They just feel really sucked into it. And I get it. I understand. I've been there before, you know, but you feel sucked into it. Or people will have a huge vision that they feel like is unattainable. And what can happen is as they're trying to bring in this new vision and this new vision, ultimately what they end up really feeling is a feeling of wanting to escape life. They feel like life is very, very frustrating and, oh, I just want to escape. I want to get away. And what happens is because that change feels unattainable, it actually creates even more feelings of feeling overwhelmed and not good enough, because then they're feeling like I now need to change my life and it's going to be this huge transformation to be able to get there and I can never get there. And so then they feel even more stuck, unfortunately, even though, of course, the ultimate goal is to have a better life. And so they'll end up stuck between these two. And not only that, but if a person feels not good enough, then likely they're just going to continue to look at that vision that they're wanting and then see how their life isn't good enough. And it's just going to continue to reflect. And so if you've been in that place of just not having a vision at all, but feeling very sucked into what is going on in your day-to-day life, or if you've been in that place where you feel like you have a vision that's just not attainable or so far away that it's just not really achievable, then what I'd strongly recommend doing is what I just mentioned to Natalie, which was, you know, looking at how fantastic her days could be. And by the way, from that place, from a place of feeling better and happier and all of that, it's of course easier to manifest the next level of your vision and the next level of your vision. So it's not about not really transforming your life to the level you want it to be, but it's just about making sure that you're creating a transformation in your day-to-day life also that makes it easier to get there if you've been experiencing these feelings of, you know, again, frustration, overwhelm, not good enough, things feeling really, really hard. It's about really changing that. And so that is the suggestion from this bite-sized piece from this segment, is starting to get a vision for your day-to-day life. So what would your vision be for the next week? You know, what would that look like if your life was feeling easier and your days were feeling more fantastic, you know? And for some people, they might say, you know, just seeing everything going really easy and being in flow, which is great. Or you might say, you know, having your relationships feel even more harmonious and loving, and that's what would look amazing for this next week. Or you might have been feeling like things have been challenging with your kids, and so maybe starting to get a vision of things going even more smooth in that area, or even all of it, you know, even seeing yourself waking up feeling so happy and having the biggest smile on your face, and maybe you see that and the kids wake up happy too, and you feel like your life is going great, that everything starts off to a great start, and your spouse or your partner is being really loving and sweet, and then you're going to work and everything really just feels in flow and fantastic, and you're feeling great in your body and your health is feeling great and you're smiling and things are feeling easier and easier. And maybe that's your vision. So whatever that vision is for you, but I want to invite you to really look at what it would look like if your next week went even more fantastic, if it felt good, if it felt harmonious, if it felt in flow, it felt more easy, it felt more alive, that whole feeling in general, what that would look like and what that would feel like. All right, so on next week's episode, we're going to go ahead and continue this session with Natalie and take it to the next level and make some more changes that you can look at in your life as well, both on the inside and also some external changes as well. So next week, we're going to be looking actually at both simultaneously and also talking about some epiphanies she has as far as even unpacking and transforming even more those feelings of not feeling good enough and of overwhelm and all of that. So that's where we're going next week. But again, just taking it step by step so you can implement any pieces that apply to you in your life. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And as always, if you know of somebody who this can help, please make sure to hit the share button. Share this with somebody you love or somebody you know who's been struggling and could really use this insight in their life. You know, the more empowered everyone is in their own life, the better the world is for all of us. And it just creates a truly beautiful and loving world. So that excites me in our world as more and more people just feel empowered in themselves. And so I love that. And that said, I love that you are here continuing to expand your mind and your heart and your consciousness. I just love it. And I'm sending you so much love. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.